He's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. He's Jason Kirtman from southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin with great music and family-styled entertainment. He's right here and he's right now on The Jason Kirtman Show.
I was just a very young boy, about the age of 9 or 10, when it was announced in our church that one of our deacons was celebrating his birthday. They said he turned 50 years of age on that very day. I was fascinated to think that this man had lived a full half century. And I told him so. "You're a half century old," I exclaimed. I wasn't trying to be rude, I was just amazed at the things that this older gentleman, older to me, had seen and experienced. Now, I myself am just a few short years away from having some youngster remind me that I am a half a century old. All the things I've seen, and I'm still seeing them. And while I sometimes get a little discouraged at the way things are, it doesn't take long for me to put the corners of my mouth in the upright and locked position. All I have to do is think of a fond memory, like riding in the back of Grandpa's old red pickup truck. Not up front, in the back. You know what I'm talking about. And sometimes I think of just a calm night when some friends of mine put away some pizza pies and washed them down with some ice-cold Cokes or root beers. You have memories too, I'm sure. Don't wait around to dig them out. Prop that grandson of yours or perhaps your granddaughter on your knee and tell them a story. A story of you. You're listening to The Jason Kirtman Show from Studio 312 in New Mexico's Tularosa Basin. It's where the women can cook. Oh, can they cook. And the men can tell stories. Oh, can they tell stories. Let's all kick back right now and enjoy some musical memories. What do you say? This is The Jason Kirtman Show.
Oh, baby, let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. I just want to be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be
your teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be your teddy bear.
I just wanna be your teddy bear.
That was Elvis Presley with Teddy Bear. Here's Cliff Richard with Working After School.
Working after school, I can't go dancing with you. Working after school, won't be romancing with you. Saving up my money to buy a ring for you. Working after school, no time to kiss you, baby, every afternoon. I really miss you, baby, I want you to know it, because my love is true. Saturday and Sunday, we'll have time to be together. I will hold you tightly, and you'll be mine forever. Forever mine, forever. Working after school, each moment thinking of you. Working after school, all the time I love you, working toward the future that I will share with you. I can't go dancing with you, won't be romancing with you. saving up my money to buy a ring for you. Saturday and Sunday we'll have time to be together. I will hold you tightly and you'll be mine forever, forever mine, forever. Working after school, each moment thinking of you, working after school, and all the time I love you, working toward the future that I will share with you. Working toward the future that I will share with you.
Here's Big Joe Turner's 1956 hit, Carina Carina.
Carina Carina, where you been so long? Carina Carina, where you been so long? I ain't had no love.
About bringing back the nickel soda pop, I want to read something from my friend Margaret Toohey. She writes, "This morning I went through the McDonald's line to get my free coffee on my way to work, and while in line at the drive-thru, I felt led to pay for the car behind me. Now, I don't have a lot of extra money, but I try to follow my heart, so I did. It ended up being $8. As I'm coming home from work today, my neighbor down the road flags me down. Come to find out, she was the lady in the truck behind me at McDonald's. They had gone and bought a pot of flowers for my porch. What goes around, comes around.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry. Cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox and with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gear. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk. Then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Up to now, my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53, and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts, all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts, but she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up, it took the whole staff. And when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth and the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. This is the Cottonmouth, the negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up, it's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67.
That was a classic hit by Mr. Johnny Cash, the man in black himself. Here's Brenda Lee with Speak to Me Pretty.
Speak to me pretty, speak to me nice. Quote me those wonderful phrases, once or twice. Speak to me softly, speak to me sweet. Make like a fabulous poet each time we meet. Words are like rainbows, bright as a star. Are they always with you? Or wherever you are, they'll follow. Speak to me softly, yeah, and if you do, my heart will happily follow you. Speak to me pretty, speak to me sweet. Whoa, words can knock me off my feet. Speak to me, speak to me. Wherever you are, there follow, speak to me softly. And if you do, my heart will happily follow you. Speak to me, pretty, speak to me, sweet. Whoa, words can knock me off my feet. Speak to me.
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 The year was 1965 when a 35-year-old woman from Chicago named Laverne Baker recorded Ain't Gonna Cry No More.
Well, I ain't gonna cry no more, no more. I ain't gonna cry no more. The sun's finally shining on my back door. I ain't gonna cry no more. Well, I knew true love would finally come to me. I ain't gonna cry no more. It's everything I thought it would be. I ain't gonna cry no more, everybody. I ain't gonna cry no more, no children. I ain't gonna cry no more. The sun's finally shining on my back door. I ain't gonna cry no more. I've been going through life feeling sorry for myself, not knowing which way to go. But I threw the blues out, and now I'm gonna shout that I ain't gonna cry no more, no more. I ain't gonna cry no more, no more. I ain't gonna cry no more. This boy of mine makes me feel so fine. I ain't gonna cry no more.
I think the funniest thing that ever happened down there, though, I came in one day and I'm walking down the hall, sort of humming to myself. Everything's going pretty good for a while, you know. I'm coming toward Edith's office, and from her office, I hear the sound of a muffled thud, sort of a dead thump, 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 just sort of muffled thud. Now, I normally don't pay a lot of attention to muffled thuds. Very few muffled thuds have ever blessed my life. I generally just acknowledge it mentally, say, behold, a muffled thud, and, you know, kind of move on. Really, you go around pondering muffled thuds and you'll waste ponders. You know, it isn't worth it. So I start to say, behold, a muffled thud. And about the time I get even with her door, I hear Edith start laughing uncontrollably. Rah! Now I care what the muffled thud is. So I go charging in, and there's Edith across her desk, pounding her fist, slumped in hysterical laughter. Just screaming. Now, the background of the story is this. Edith was the director of the beginner primary nursery kindergarten division of the church, the little dinky dudes. And she had a policy that if you came into Sunday school and brought your baby and he was wearing the little ruffledy diaper covers, three snaps on each hip, smelling of Johnson's, you know, hopefully. More of you work in a nursery than I realize. Well, anyhow, the directions back in the nursery are: remove the ruffly snap-ons from these children and replace it with a clear plastic see-through church-owned diaper cover. Church and Sunday school are over. They remove the clear plastic. They slide on this church on. I mean, the parents ruffle the job, snap it in place, salt him with the little Johnsons. And you now ready to try to beat the Methodists to the Piccadilly cafeteria. And the Methodists cheat and start early. That bugs me. Anybody thinks that church ought to start at 10:30 has got to be weird. Probably the kind of people that would throw water on you and say that's plenty, you know. Oh, don't do that. Now, Methodists, I just love to tease Methodists. My mother was a Methodist. My mother-in-law was a Methodist. I got Methodist kinfolks all there, and I love to tease them at reunions, you know. I'd remind them that the word baptized means to put them under till they bubble. It does. That's literally what it means. How in the world do you think John the Baptist could march somebody 3 miles out to the river, wade him in up to his ankles, and throw a little on and say, "That'll do"? His name was not John the Sprinkler. Just remember that. Just remember that. Pardon me for getting off on that, but I have sort of a burning zeal. If I can just help one Methodist, just one Methodist. Well, anyhow, Edith has a policy that they're supposed to remove the plastic and re-ruffle your kid, okay? Occasionally, our minister would dismiss services early, which is 12:20, 12:25. Well, really, we didn't like Seventh and James Baptist Church to know we didn't go into extra innings. It's kind of embarrassing if you got out before they did. So anyhow, we would all dash out of church. Now, the ladies in the nursery wouldn't be prepared for this thundering herd of parents charging down the halls, fighting each other off with purses and Bibles, trying to grab their kids and be first one to the station wagon. And it was always kind of fun to be back by the window watching when the parents ran up. They'd charge up to that Dutch door, you know, say, "Give me a kid, just any kid, I don't care, you know." "Okay, I'll take the redhead, I wanted a redhead, come on." You know, they tear off. What's happening? Parents are grabbing the children and leaving before the ladies in the nursery can get the ruffles back on and, you know, keep the plastic for the church. We were losing clear plastic diaper covers every Sunday. We're down to 6. That wouldn't get us through a rainy Tuesday. So Edith decided she's going to straighten this out once and for all. Went down to Woolworths and bought 6 dozen brand new clear plastic diaper covers, 72 of those things. Brought them out and put them on her desk in 6 neat stacks and was determined that if you got away with one of those things, you were going to know it belonged to the First Baptist Church. And if you didn't bring it back, it was on your conscience. In that spirit, Edith is sitting there at her desk with a rubber stamp with the name of the First Baptist Church on it and a purple indelible ink pad. And that's the sound you hear as you're coming down the hall, the muffled thud, pa-dum-pow, pa-dum-pow, is Edith rubber stamping diaper cover. Then she started laughing. What happened was she got the wrong rubber stamp and was hitting every one of them for deposit only.
That was a little church comedy by the infamous Grady Nutt, followed by Tra-La-La by Georgia Gibbs. Here are the Drifters with There Goes My Baby. Listening to the Jason Kirkman Show, and I hope you're having a blast doing it, because I sure do have a blast putting it all together for you each week. You know, I saw a commercial this week for a smoked ham that was cooked with wood chips that the advertiser claimed could only be obtained from a European forest. And at the end of the commercial, the announcer exclaimed a very thought-provoking line, "Compromise elsewhere." It made me think, we do a lot of compromising in life, don't we? We give up time on one project so that we can work on another. Day in and day out, we compromise. It's what we do. And the trick is deciding what to compromise on and what not to. Now, I'm going to make a suggestion here, and I'm sure I'm preaching to the choir, but let's not compromise when it comes to spending quality time with our kids. The other day, a friend of mine made the comment that kids today are raised on consoles. He was referring to those game consoles. I laughed a little, but really, it's no laughing matter. Please don't miss an opportunity to spend some quality time this week and every week with your kids. I'm Jason Kirkman, and together you and I are going to bring back the Nickel Soda Pop.